We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. The text number is 30930. And what usually happens is when we get somebody on the phone who has a discussion with us, then we'll get texts. Some will agree with them. Some will disagree with them. Some will bring up other points. But David, I think it was David from Lockport, certainly lit up the text board. Here's just a few of the reactions from our listeners. I have a feeling the last caller may succumb to the heat and cause trouble at the rally. He sounded slightly insane and quite riled up. You know, the good part, I know a little tongue-in-cheek there, is the fact that, did you hear the anger it was presented in? It wasn't just, here's my list of things that I think are wrong with this president. It was angry, and that's the hallmark of what's going on now. They're not only against Trump, they hate him. They hate him. They're angry.
Hate Trump. They hate us as conservatives.
Absolutely. Here's another one. Crimes against insanity? Who? They're talking about the last caller. Here's one. The last caller is a poster child for liberal stupidity. That may be a little harsh. All righty then. Guess the heat got to him. Now, one of them said, go get him, Sandy. And I didn't. And you know why? It's that kind of a call is manna from heaven. It really is. Because oftentimes you sit here day after day, and people go, you think those are real things that they're talking about? Are they making things up? But then every once in a while, we'll get a call like that who just lays out. It's like he Googled whatswrongwithtrump.com and just regurgitated it. Everything that Trump did, short of wetting the bed when he was a child, was listed in that diatribe.
Crimes against humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just asylum seekers. They're innocent people, you know.
Yeah, exactly. They're just trying to have a better life.
And it's climate change is the real reason.
Here's one. OMG, this guy's a nut job. okay, now I know why the left is unhinged. They believe anything. Next, it'll be that the earth is going to end in 2 years. Is the clock still running on that two-year end of the earth thing?
I thought it was 12 years.
Was it 12 years?
I thought it was 12.
Well, I better buy a Corvette then. I don't have time. I'm running out.
Well, you want to get something that you're not going to complete the payments on.
Oh, yeah, that's the good part. I'll go and get a Ferrari then. I could make the first month's payment.
There
after
you go.
After that, I might be living under the bridge in a government van with cheese. Let's go to, who's next? I think it would be Rick in Amherst. Rick, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're fine, Rick. What's on your mind, and why are you here at the rally?
I'm at the pro-Trump rally. I'm from Amherst, and that last guy was from Amherst, so I hope he doesn't live next door to me.
Okay.
That kind of threw me. That call threw me.
There's so much in that one call. I mean, he just had a laundry list there.
He was saying literally because it's hot in Central America, all of Central America has the right to come here and receive benefits. I mean, that's the kind of thinking that just I don't know.
Yeah, it's like we got a candy store and we didn't put a lock on the front door and anybody can come in and take whatever you want.
All right. Well, let me see if I can represent Amherst a little better.
All right.
I'm at the Trump rally, and I got to tell you, it's not really about Trump. It is in that he's vocal and he says what I think we've been hoping someone would say for a long time. But I'm a guy that tries to get to what's really the root problem, what's the root issue. And I think, to me, when I break it down, it's that the liberal agenda, as it currently stands, runs the risk of destroying our country. I think it's that severe. I'm 53. I've followed politics my whole life. And I hear it from a lot of my friends. I'm a business owner. We're like, wow, are they actually going to derail this country and all this wonderful thing we have?
They're against things that are essential to us. We have to have law and order, and they only favor it when something you're talking about favors them. We've got to have a good business climate, which the president has presented to us, in order to have benefits for those who are here legally. there's a lot of foundations of our country they don't want. They want to pull them away.
There's not a single core establishment that, you know, institution in America that has made it great, you know, not to coin the phrase, but they're not attacking. If you look at their agenda, it's the end game is socialism, which will destroy the country, and then when the country's destroyed, the government gets all the power, and to me, that's the end game. They're using identity politics to divide people and making stuff up, calling... I've been called racist for saying that I'm against socialism.
Oh, man, you're kidding. Wow.
Repeatedly, and as do all my conservative friends. You go on Facebook, you say, hey, socialism's bad, but you must be a racist. You don't like brown people. Like, well,
yeah, you don't like people. And I love every time they refer to the four maniacs there, they always refer to them as women of color, like we didn't know that. Thank you for telling us. We would have been shocked.
Right. And you know, they're advocating for open borders, which will, if the borders truly become open, if you think that the border is busy with people crossing now, just wait till they open. Once the word gets out in Central and South America that the borders are open and that you can get benefits, there'll be people running businesses, running buses up here. I mean, you know, that'll be a for-profit industry. They've infected the schools. They've infected the churches, the entertainment industry. And I think and they're teaching the kids to hate the country. I see it with my own kids. I mean, I work on them so they don't, but I see it where the fundamental messages America is bad. And we should all be ashamed of it.
Yeah, I think you're a good spokesperson. I would love to have somebody interview you from the pro-Trump side. And you're right. They're taking all the foundation that this country was built on and throwing them in the garbage. They have nothing to replace them. All they're doing is anti, 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 hate, hate, hate.
Right.
They have no positive agenda. All right. Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much. Rick was very articulate right there. The things that we value, the things that made the country great, they're taking those away. And it's just that, are they really this dumb, or are they pretending to be this dumb? Because it sounds so illogical. It sounds so wrong. It sounds like it's Merle Haggard said, a snowball headed to hell. And that's what they want.
It sounds like they're programmed, and maybe that is due to years of watching CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC.
Could be.
Yeah. Teach you to hate America.
Well, look at that call two callers ago, not the last one, the one before. What was he like just before I put him on the air? And what's he like now? Because he was steaming. I mean, he was steaming. It's like somebody kicked his puppy or something. Very, very angry. Does he maintain that anger all the time?
I think it's the way left is nowadays. They're so frustrated with President Trump and us conservatives because they don't see why we don't see their point of view. And we are angry because we don't understand why they don't see our point of view.
And here's the point. If America is so, people want it. It's in demand. They're willing to risk their lives to come here. Why would you want to change that then? So in other words, the people that are storming the border want to come here for a reason, because the country offers a lot of opportunities and things they didn't have in their own country. So having said that, if you believe that, why would you want to change the very reasons they want to come here? They didn't want to come here so they could change our country into their country. That's the reason they're leaving their country. So if their country isn't good enough to keep them there, why would it be good enough to keep them here? You see what I'm talking about?
And why is it when they do come here, they're giving our president the finger,
yeah,
they're tearing down our
flag,
they're raising their flag,
yeah.
Viva whatever country that they come from. But he made the statement, oh, Donald Trump is caging these asylum seekers. Do you not know or understand that Barack Obama had built those cages, or those were during his administration?
Well,
did I read that correctly?
When you get a caller like that, though, you know, this is a real person who probably will be at the rally. And how would you sit down with him and discuss things? I don't think you can.
Well, how can you discuss something with somebody when they're wearing a vagina hat?
Well,
is that rational?
Well, of course, that's my favorite. Oh. Usually on Friday night, right after the fish fry. We'll take.
You wear it to the Bisons games.
I do. And I get the crowd roaring, a standing ovation many times. We'll be back with more of Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to one of our regular guys, Pete from Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, I got a minute, and I'm going to just lay it out. First of all, very quickly, that gentleman, does the gentleman know that 81.5% of the people that are waiting for asylum cases never show up for their court case? Okay, so what we're looking at now is the unbalance of lying media that these people have had bred into their brains. A little would we know that somebody like John Stewart would never come up with Lois Lerner and the IRS going after conservatives, Fast and Furious, the Obama administration letting guns float around to kill our own men in blue. We've got Benghazi. We've got Hillary with 17 felonies. Jim Comey and Robert Mueller signing off on 20% of the uranium going to Russia, which is supposed to stay stateside, has not. Okay? We find out the other day the illegal that confirmed illegalities against the Kavanaugh during the hearings, absolutely nobody will be held to account. 200 unmaskings of American citizens. Nowhere in the media will this brought up with Samantha Powers saying she doesn't know, and nobody will ever be held accountable. I believe at this point that we are seeing the turn of America. I think William Barr is not who they think he is. We'll soon have to find that out. But right at this point, we know that all these declassifications, absolutely nobody has been held accountable for all those things that I just said. But will the mainstream media say one word about them? No, because if they did, Sandy, if the honesty was out there, though both these collections of people today would be praising Mr. Trump.
Well, I think obviously the press aids and abets that whole scheme of what that guy was spouting. So that's all they've been used to. They're not watching Fox. I'm surprised they're listening here, to be honest with you. So, hey, Pete, good going. Nice. Have a good weekend. Stay dry, stay cool. Thank you. Wow, Pete really had it laid out there. And you're right. That's the frustration part about why aren't things being done here. For instance, when you break federal law, how come they're not arrested and prosecuted? I don't understand that. We see things that are obviously against the law, and nothing seems to ever happen. Let's go to, Yes, I have time. Bobby in Niagara Falls. Bobby, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Hi, Tony. I'm a first-time caller to your show. Usually I'm with your competition, GR55, at this time of the day, but I'm going to try to be a regular caller.
Oh, good. That's good. Welcome aboard.
And I want to make a point about the Donald, and then at the end of my point, I want to hurry because I want to give you a personal thanks. But first of all, some Republicans are saying we need a better Republican than Donald Trump, and we could have done better than Donald Trump. I think at the time, no one was out there that had the nerve and the insight to do the things that Donald Trump is doing and has done. In the future, people may follow his example, but I think he's the only one that could have beat Hillary, and I think he's the only one that had the nerve at the time.
That, you know, that's exactly right, what you just said, because it scares me to think, had Trump not been there, he'd still be a multi-billionaire, and we would have Hillary Clinton as our president. Now, I can't think of that.
Nearing the half hour, so I want to give you my personal thanks. I met you in the spring of 1978, and you were just the same down-to-earth as you are on the air, and you treated me very well. And I just want to say thanks very much for that. And I've been a fan of yours since you came to KB in the summer of 68.
Wow.
You and Stan Roberts, and there was another guy. There were three of you guys that were my favorites. I don't know what happened to the third guy. I don't know if you're going to say.
Freddie Clustein? Or?
He was at KB for a short time. His name was Don Wade.
Oh, Don Wade. Yes, Don Wade went for years and was the morning person at WLS in Chicago, which is a huge station. He succumbed a couple of years ago. Don Wade, I worked with Don Wade in Hartford at WDRC, and then I suggested him to Jeff Kay when he came up here.
Did he get fired, do you know?
No, he didn't get fired. He just left.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for taking my call. And, you know, I hope someday, I heard your anniversary show. I hope someday you go way back to July 4th of 1958 when KB started playing full-time rock and roll for the first time, because KB has a great history. I'm old enough to remember that first day when they did that. And I think that might be a great show to do.
Good memories. And we still have some people around that could be part of it. Thank you, Bobby. And thanks for the compliment. Appreciate it. Yeah, Don Wade was a really good-looking guy, first of all. His brother, John Wade, was the one we sent on the Beatles a plane on the first trip. We sent John Wade there, and Don and I worked together at WDRC for Charlie Hartford, Charlie Parker. And then I came up here with Jeff Kay, and Wade came up later, but he wasn't here very long. But he spent his whole long career, basically, with his wife on WLS in Chicago. He had a really funny line one time. It's amazing what you remember every once in a while, you know? He was married to a woman who was drop-dead gorgeous, and she is from Germany. And anytime you'd see him, he's a good-looking guy, and she's a fabulous-looking woman. Everybody was really impressed with him, you know? And every once in a while, he would throw out a line about her because she was really a German girl, okay? And the line I liked best was, yes, how is she? Oh, she was great, except when we were dancing, she kept poking me with her helmet. I mean, that kind of stuff is just funny. I mean, really, really funny. And I managed to contact him at WLS and had a chance to talk to him again couple of years ago, and that was great. That really was great. All right, we'll take a break and we'll return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with Beach and Company. Something happened to me yesterday. I'm going to explain because maybe somebody knows the answer to this. Tony, you contacted me and said that a certain media personality, do not mention his name, wanted me to call him. Okay.
Right.
And you gave me a number.
Yes.
Well, I called him. The phone rang, and a voicemail came on saying, I'm sorry, we cannot accept your call today. Something like your server is not taking dialed up. I mean, just some asinine voicemail. So then I tried my other phone, and it was the same thing. And I tried 4 times to call and got that same message every time. So I don't know if maybe he got a free cell phone with each lollipop he bought.
Maybe.
But that's the worst phone system I've ever heard.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything like that.
So if they call and say, hey, what's the matter with Beach? Hey, he didn't return my call. You can tell him I tried.
Will do.
I did try. Let's go to, here, I got a couple up here. First of all, what does it mean, women of color? Please. You know the part that disturbs me about that? Every time they refer to themselves, the four freshmen, they refer to themselves as women of color. As if that gives you something extra that non-women of color don't have. In other words, we are perfectly happy with equality, okay? You wanted equality, you have equality. I don't know people who are against equality. You're fine. You got all the equality you want. But don't say, hey, I need equality. And then when you get it, say, oh hey, I'm a woman of color. You can't criticize me. like it's some get-out-of-jail-free card.
It's also pandering.
Yeah, it really is. And the point is, you should listen to the people like myself who say, I don't care if you're a woman of color or not. So I'm not looking out to do anything against you, and I'm not looking out to give you anything special. You're just another person, and that's how I'm going to judge you. And isn't that what you want? Do you want people coming up and go, well, you know, I know you did this and you didn't do that and whatever, but you're a woman of color, so I'm going to let you skate on this one. It's ridiculous.
I sent out a message to those who are on the left in general. You know, I know you don't like President Trump, and that's fine, but he has a better grasp of the pulse of America than your side ever will.
He does, and I think they're underestimating it. Okay, here's a text. Sandy, perhaps WBEN could help the previous ranting, bleeding heart caller find a good proctologist to help him find his head.
Wow.
That's good. Here's the next one. I'm renaming the four freshmen the Jihadis. You think they're jihadi?
Well, Ocasio is, she's attractive, and Tlaib has an attractive quality about her as well.
That's okay if they don't open their mouth and say anything.
Yeah, as long as they don't talk.
Yeah, as long as they don't, there. That's not condescending, isn't it?
No.
We'll be happy to have them as long as they don't talk.
Wait, there I go flexing my toxic masculinity again.
And you know, because of their position, you can't even put a paper bag over their head.
Oh, man.
because you want to make sure that you're taking care of the earth.
Yeah, I want to be
exactly.
Responsible.
Seriously. Use a reusable bag.
Right.
Okay. And don't let them talk. Let's go to, they're okay as they walk out on stage. So far, so that's okay. Then all of a sudden, oh, my God. Let's go to Jerry in Amherst. Jerry, you're on WBEN.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fine, Jerry. What do you have for us today?
Yesterday, they had a thing on. Did you happen to know that Omar was married to her own brother?
That's what they say, and the president alluded that he has heard it. He didn't verify it, but, yeah, to get through something, yeah.
Pay taxes, and that she brought illegal people in her family over to the United States, and that she used campaign finance money under the table.
She's running on the incest party.
So she's not, you know, think about that. She married her own brother, now everything's all okay. Trump's bad, she's good.
Yeah, Trump doesn't even date his brother. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I haven't gone into that because I wasn't sure if it was true, for one thing. But it seems to be bandied about as something that happened.
Yeah, there's been several articles about that and campaign fraud.
Yeah, I think there again, the heat is so hot around these people right now, but I'm sure as the heat calms down and more stuff gets out about them, maybe we can have some more forthright conversation about why you think marrying your brother is a good idea.
Or why you won't condemn Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, another good idea. Let's go to John in Jamestown. John, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy. How you doing today?
We're doing fine, John in Jamestown. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call in. I'm not going to the rally. I live, you know, it's a pretty long drive. But if I was, and somebody asked me why I was there,
yep.
My comment would be, and if I could, I want to throw three little quick comments at the end, a little comebacks to the other side.
Sure, go ahead.
My comment would be, spent 10 years of my life defending the honor and integrity of this country, and I'm damned if I'm going to see somebody take the honor and integrity away from this country now, and that's what they're trying to do.
Good for you, because you're exactly right. Good for you.
And my three little comments that I love throwing back in people's faces when I get in discussions with them are, number one, one quick question. Are you a socialist or are you an American? Because I don't see how you can be both.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Second one is, I'm sorry, I must be confusing you with facts.
That's a good line. I like that. I might use it. Thank you.
My favorite one, where they usually just kind of stand there for a minute or two and stare at you because it takes them a while for it to understand.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but I refuse to get into a battle of wits with someone who is completely unarmed.
That's very good and very gentlemanly. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate it. Let's take a break.
That was a good one.
That was very good. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Got a couple more texts, and then we'll see what Tony's got, too. Sandy, I am a white woman, and white is a color, too, or has it been banned from the box of Crayolas? Good. Here's another. The ABC News spot I heard yesterday, Omar sounded like a jihadist. Here's another. Don't hear her denying that marrying her brother, huh? Yeah, I haven't heard her deny it. You?
I have not heard her deny it, no.
Of course, it makes it easier on Father's Day. You don't have to wait for anybody from out of town.
True.
You're right there. What else do we have? Cranial rectal inversion is real. Yeah, that was the guy we had there a few calls ago. Let's see, what else? Sandy, help. What are we supposed to do about the heat wave here in Buffalo that President Trump is causing?
Storm the Canadian border.
That's exactly it. Sandy, let's see. Okay, can't read that one. I can't read that one either. So, there. We have some Tony on our Facebook page as well.
Robert says, no, don't care enough to be at either rally. Both sides are wacky. Far right, far left, same beast, different heads.
Well, I think if you go to the ends of the earth on each side, you would find some wackolas. But I think before you got there, you'd find a lot more reasonable, rational thought processes on the right than on the left. The left just seems, they're epitomized by that guy I had on, the guy I had on from Lockport. He was just seething. And I don't know, you know, here it was 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't think seething is a good way to start the day. Probably not good for your health either. But I don't wake up, even though I do this show, I don't wake up every day saying, okay, what can I find to say bad about leftists? I don't. I just don't. But it seems like they wake up that way thinking, what can we say about Donald Trump? And because it's a one-note samba, you've heard it before, you've danced to it before, it's over and over and over again. It's in print. It's on television a lot. It's also on radio. It's everywhere you turn. The left and their companions, the people of the press, just every day. It's like it's sad. It really is to think they're giving up a beautiful summer day to relate to how much you hate somebody.
I think what we're seeing is a lot of frustration in this country, a lot of frustration with the voters. You know, as I said earlier, the left is frustrated and angry that we don't see things the way they see it, and vice versa. I think that we have, essentially we are at a tipping point, I think, in our country, or as you want to use it, the volcano is about to erupt.
Yeah, I think so. You know why? Because the people on the right are not normally out there and vocal about it and on television every night and getting signs up and trying to get, you know, a truck full of free stuff for somebody who is illegal. Because they don't do that, we don't hear as much from them. We hear a lot more from those on the left and the press.
Even more with the independents, the people who are just stuck in the middle, they don't consider themselves liberal. They don't consider themselves conservative. And that's why they're called the silent majority. They're the ones that we're not hearing. But when we do hear from them, we're seeing more and more that they are favoring the right now. And the thing is, too, is we try to lump everything together. We want to paint everything with a broad brush. Liberal, we define that as one type of person. Well, there's many degrees of liberals, and I think there's many degrees of conservatives.
Well, that's true. However, you know what? You say that they're frustrated. They are frustrated. You know why? Really? When it gets down to it? They're frustrated because they know that President Trump has his finger on the pulse of most of America, and that drives them crazy. Because they can say, well, when we came here, we hated this, we hated that, but we kind of knew about this or that, but they didn't know the amount of support that Trump has out in the general public. They just assume, well, he was lucky to win the election against a flawed candidate like Hillary, and now they're looking for allies and they can't find them. As a matter of fact, as you pointed out, some of their former allies aren't there anymore.
Yeah, I think they're, it seems like they're confused, but no, I think that they believe that they are the majority. I think that they believe that everybody thinks like they do.
And they don't. They don't. They
certainly really don't.
But as I said, we're not, if I did not do this radio show and I was just walking around, had some other kind of job, you'd never hear me talking politics. Never. I just wouldn't do it because I have no interest in it. But you have to have an interest now. And I'll tell you why. Because they're about to take everything from under you that you thought was special about America. For some reason, and I think we need a psychiatrist on this one, why is it for something that they criticize so vocally is something that they want? They wanted to come here in the first place. Nobody went out there looking for them to bring them here. You know what I'm talking about? Nobody went hunting for future illegals. We didn't
even though there are reports that there was organized groups, open border groups that put the word out there and drove the caravan.
But they're coming here, and they're risking their lives sometimes to come here, and yet, despite the fact that they're coming here, would you risk your life going to a place that you want to change, and it'll be more like the place you're leaving? In other words, why are you leaving to come to a place you don't approve of? I don't get that at all. I really, truly don't.
Don't forget the images that we saw of the first caravan where we abandoned baby carriages, stuff that is not cheap for people who are so poor to
stacked
have
up
these items. So that's what led a lot of people to believe in and to do some research to find out that there were groups organizing these people to bring them up
shoes,
here.
They were bringing shoes, backpacks, a lot with backpacks.
Right.
Water bottles, things
right.
like that. Yeah, they're trying to overrun. See, it's a numbers game. They're trying to get as many illegals in here as possible before the census, because then when the census numbers are counted, every person in the country has to be counted, illegal or legal. That's the law, okay? And your representation in the House will reflect if you gained or lost numbers of people here. So they're trying to get nameless, faceless people from South and Central America in here, so they'll be counted in the census. And after that, there'll be more representation in Congress, and they'll work from that position of power. It's obvious what they're doing. They're flooding the market. And I don't like it, and you don't like it. And when they come up here, not only are they flooding the market so it's not a true representation of who we are, what we are, what people are here, what people deserve to be here, then they're hoping eventually for amnesty, the big A, amnesty, so that we don't we keep everybody we got, okay? If we have 13 million more people, we'll keep them. And then after that, of course, after amnesty comes citizenship. And with citizenship comes the individual vote. So besides the overwhelming numbers you'd have in Congress, the individuals would be able to vote anything you wanted to vote. That's our system, and there's nothing we can do about it. And there's no way you could even probably get a constitutional amendment. So you're screwed. Once the tipping point gets there, you and our country are screwed. And I don't know how to change it. I get as frustrated as everybody else when I get my medical bill and there's one page all in different languages, like anybody getting this wouldn't speak English, okay? And I don't like the fact that, for Spanish dial two, pretty soon it'll be for Spanish dial one. So it's not that we don't want to share. We do. We like to share, and we're welcoming to people who want a new life in America, but that isn't what this is. This is the game. It's a game they're playing, a very high stake, trying to take over America. On News Radio 930, this is WBN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.